This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States now has its first confirmed case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
With confirmed cases in about two dozen countries, Dr. Anthony Fauci had said it was just a matter of time before one was found here, and now it has been.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd, and tested positive on November the 29th.
Fauci says the person was fully vaccinated and has mild symptoms, which are getting better. Officials say all the person's close contacts have tested negative. The Biden administration's restricted travel from Southern Africa and is moving to tighten testing rules for overseas travelers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Africa's new cases of COVID-19 have nearly doubled in just one day. The numbers released Wednesday signal a dramatic surge in the country where scientists detected the Omicron variant last week. Newly confirmed cases rose to 8,561 Wednesday from just over 4,300 a day earlier. Scientists in South Africa said they are bracing for a rapid increase in COVID-19 cases following the discovery of the Omicron variant. Dr. Nixie Gumede-Moeletsi, the regional virologist for the World Health Organization, said there is a possibility that South Africa is going to see a vast increase in the new number of cases. The Omicron variant has been detected in five of South Africa's nine provinces and accounted for 74% of the virus genomes sequenced in November. On Wall Street, stocks were down again Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrials off 1.34%, the S&P dropped 1.18%, and the NASDAQ fell by 1.83%. This is VOA News. The head of the Women's Professional Tennis Tour says all WTA tournaments would be suspended in China because of concerns about the safety of former doubles number one Peng Shuai. Peng dropped out of public view after raising sexual abuse allegations about former Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli in a November 2nd social media posting that was quickly taken down by Chinese authorities. WTA President and CEO Steve Simon repeated his call for a full and transparent investigation into Peng's accusations. He said he could not in good conscience stage tournaments in China while Peng's status is doubtful. The move comes as Beijing prepares to host the Winter Olympics and Paralympics beginning in February. China is also supposed to host several prestigious tournaments, including the lucrative season-ending WTA Finals beginning next year until 2030. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned on Wednesday that President Vladimir Putin could quickly order an invasion of Ukraine if he has a pretext. At a news conference, Blinken said the United States and other NATO members are ready to take action should Russia decide to invade Ukraine.
We are prepared to impose severe costs for further Russian aggression in Ukraine. NATO is prepared to reinforce its defenses on the eastern flank.
The Secretary of State declined to provide details about the sanctions. Tensions over the Russian troop buildup along the border with Ukraine, whose government is seeking to align with NATO and the West, have been a focus of Blinken's week-long European trip and were top of the agenda at his meeting with NATO counterparts in Latvia Wednesday. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell has told a House committee he cannot be certain that inflation will start to slow in the latter half of next year. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Many economists expect the pandemic-caused inflation here in the U.S. and around the globe to start to taper off in the second half of next year. Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell tells the House Financial Services Committee that's likely, but he can't be certain of that happening.
It has spread more broadly in the economy, and I think that the risk of persistent higher inflation has clearly risen.
Powell adds that recent wage increases, especially for lower-paid workers, are not due to inflation.
We like to see wages move up. Everyone likes to see wages move up. That's how incomes rise generation to generation.
The chair has already signaled a sharp turn toward tightening credit, perhaps as early as next spring. Tim McGuire, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd,